Brilliant. Okay, thank you, Olivia and Caitlin, for doing that. I did that for two reasons. One, I just wanted to get you all really hyper again before I started speaking. Okay, and the second reason was there is a point to it, okay? There is a point to it. And the point is this. To play that game well, you have to play really close attention to what's going on. If you weren't listening to and looking at Olivia and Caitlin, you weren't going to do well at that game. And what I loved is you guys, especially pre-anchors and juniors, you were so much better at it than your parents and grandparents. So you're paying so much better attention. You see, in the story that Joshua read for us, what we had was Jesus calling his first disciples. So there was Peter and Andrew and James and John, and they were just young guys, probably teenagers, and they were out doing a normal day's work, fishing in their boats, when Jesus spoke for them and said, "Come and follow me and be my disciples." So does anyone, and I want someone from junior section to answer this question, can anyone tell me what a disciple is, what that word means? From juniors, I'll run to the back. It's good exercise on a Sunday morning. Right. What is a disciple?
A follower.
That is the exact word I wanted. Yes, okay. Disciples are followers. And if any of you guys are 13 or over, you maybe have Instagram, where the whole deal is you get to follow people and look at their lives. Or I know that some of you are younger than 13 and you already have Instagram. You're not supposed to, but that's okay. We acknowledge that. Or maybe some of you follow a football team. And that means that you buy for new kit every season, something your parents absolutely love. It means that you try to watch them as many times as you can, that you've maybe visited their stadium. It means you get really, really happy when they do well and win. It means you get really angry and sad and frustrated whenever they lose. But don't worry, that's something you grow out of as you get older. But the thing is, okay, followers of Jesus didn't just buy the kit, okay? It was a lot more than that. Disciples literally followed Jesus about. Whatever Jesus did, they did. Wherever Jesus went, they went. If Jesus went to the park, they went to the park. If Jesus went to someone's house for tea, they went too. If Jesus went to Burger King, they went to Burger King. Obviously, that didn't happen, but you kind of get the idea. They literally followed Jesus about. So what was the deal? What was going on there? Can I show you a wee illustration? Yeah? Yeah, okay, I'll just do it anyway. So I have here a sponge, and I have here a bottle of water. I also have loads of electrical equipment, but we'll forget that for a second. We all know what's going to happen if I pour this water into this sponge, okay? Okay, see that? So what happens is the sponge absorbs the water until it becomes full, and then eventually the water comes out of the sponge, okay? That makes sense? Yes? So the point is this. The idea is, but by hanging about with Jesus, by paying really close attention to what he was doing, to what he was saying, to how he was acting, the disciples would absorb all the stuff that Jesus did, but it would get inside them, and they would become like Jesus over time, start speaking like he did, doing the same kinds of amazing things, and that the same way the water came out of the sponge, but eventually they would be able to spread the good news of Jesus to other people. Can I tell you a really embarrassing story about myself? Yeah? So, whenever I was 12 years old, I went to Ballyclare High School, and 3 days into going to that school, was our first time of games, and I know some people in the room have had that experience just last month. I don't know if they still do this, but on our first day, they got all the boys to line up from the shortest to the tallest, and then they split us in half. And the shorter guys, they had to do cross country for the first term. The taller guys had to do rugby, so I had to do rugby for the first term. Okay, and within 3 weeks, I was playing in my first rugby match against Grosvenor, and I was in the C's, but that was okay. I was still excited. And you know, the very first play in the game was given to me, and the coach, Mr. Milliken, whispered in my ear, and he said, "Jamie, I want you to take the ball. I want you to go forward. I want you to go to ground and turn and present the ball." And I thought, that sounds really, really easy. So he gave me the ball. I walked maybe 5 steps. I started to lie down, okay, really slowly onto the ground, and then turned and gave the ball to someone else, because I didn't know he meant go to ground whenever you get tackled. I thought he just meant go and lie down. And the problem was, I had never seen a rugby match in my life. I'd never seen a rugby match, and also I'd only been doing it for 3 weeks, so I had no practice whatsoever. And you see, the goal of BB is that you guys get the opportunity to become followers of Jesus, that you get to become disciples too. But among all the fun and games and amazing stuff you do, you'll get a chance to see what it means to be a Christian and follow Jesus. And you'll get the opportunity, as you grow up in the fourth, to practice what it means to be a young Christian man, to put into action the stuff you learn, to make mistakes and to learn and grow from those mistakes. And I think this is really amazing, because the sponge still isn't there, raising. I think this is really amazing, because as we follow Jesus, we get to grow up into the people God created us to be. So boys, that's what I want to say to you this morning. But I just want to finish by speaking to all the officers and helpers and NCOs. And I want to just challenge and encourage you guys as you begin this year. Because here's the thing. Some of you guys were enrolled or commissioned today, maybe for the first time, or maybe, well not quite for the 100th time, but you've gone through this process before. And my question is this, are you still passionate about helping boys and teenagers follow Jesus? I've just put up on the screen there the motto of the BB. And maybe you're thinking, you know, it's not my job to help the boys follow Jesus. That's my job, okay? That's the youth worker's job. But actually, this is a job that belongs to every single one of us. And actually, it's my job to help you get better at doing that job. So here's 3 really simple things I want you to carry with you and remember this year as you serve in BB. I want you to keep these things close to your heart. And the first is this. This year, I would love you to show these kids the same kind of love Jesus showed you when he died on the cross. Show these kids that kind of love. That is a love which cost Jesus everything. So it's a love that should cost us something. It's a love that goes all the way. It's a love that stays strong and committed even when no love is given back. It's a love that goes on loving after you've been kicked in the shins by the same boy 1,000 times. It's a love that proves itself when you've had a crushing week with your family or at work, but you show up anyway and brave a smile and give these boys your best and honor them. Secondly, live a life that's worthy of imitation. A life that prioritizes faith, hope and love, that's soaked through like that sponge with those habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect that we want to see growing in the boys' lives. Who you are when you show up on a Monday or Thursday night should be consistent with who you are the rest of the week. Third thing is this. Pay attention to what God is doing in the lives of these kids and encourage them. Encourage them. To encourage means literally to put courage
into someone through your words and actions. So constantly work to fill these kids up with courage, a deep confidence in who they are as children of the living God, made in his image to do good works, and confidence in the power of God to save and transform lives. You see, the goal this year isn't just to get through a Monday or a Thursday night incident-free. It's not even to put on a really good display. That is partly the goal, okay? But the bigger goal is this, is to help these boys grow up into the people God created them to be, to unleash their full potential in a way that honors who they are and brings hope and healing to the world. This is the power of what we do this year. And you know, there is so much to celebrate in this company. I'm privileged in my role to be the chaplain for company section. I attended my fourth camp this year, and I loved it. And we're all praying that this will be another amazing year for the fourth. But this year, let's not grow weary in doing good. Let's set our eyes on and pay attention to the one who goes before us, who is cheering us on, who is celebrating what we do, who is leading us home, who has the victory. That's why we do this. Hope you're encouraged by that. I hope you're challenged by that. And I look forward to what this year brings. Just now, the band are going to come up. We're going to receive our offering.